This is William Hill Racing Radio.
The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Thursday's edition. On Thursday we have cards from Stratford, Sedgefield and listed action over at Lingfield. We'll also have action in the evening at Chelmsford on the Polytrack as well. And Racing Radio will have it all covered live from 1:30pm with Luke Elder, Chris Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley, your studio team. But to look ahead to the best of the action at Sedgefield and the listed action over at Lingfield, it's myself, Michael Wood, and Andrew Mount from gg.co.uk. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. Haven't seen you for a while. How have you been?
I'm very well, Andrew. And getting over yesterday's action with Thistlecrack, what a performance that was.
Yeah, it jumped particularly well, and remains to be seen what he's beaten exactly. And I won't be rushing to take 4-1 for the Gold Cup just yet, but certainly a promising start to his chasing career.
Yeah, I just want to get your thoughts. Obviously, you just mentioned Thistlecrack is now 4-1. He's the favourite for the Cheltenham Gold Cup next year. In terms of his performance yesterday, what was your assessment of it?
Well, he was allowed to do his own thing, bowled along in front. Left the impression they didn't go particularly fast, and he wasn't hard-pressed for the lead. So you could imagine things are going to be very different when he's in a big field surrounded by other horses and not allowed to do his own thing at his own pace. So it's early days and good start, but 4-1, no thanks, leave me out.
In terms of yesterday's action, Andrew, did anything else particularly catch the eye?
That's a good question. It seems a long time ago yesterday. I've spent so long looking at Wednesday and Thursday's cards that Tuesday seems like at least a week ago. But I think the first winner as well, the Alan King one, was it Laser Lad?
I think that was it, yes.
Laser Lad, I think, not Laser Blazer. That was particularly impressive, I thought, with the way he travelled and looks a horse with a future. And that would be my one other than Thistlecrack to mark down as one to follow.
Indeed. Well, let's move on to Thursday's action then, Andrew. And we're going to begin by looking at three races at Lingfield, two of those of which are listed, and the first one is a listed race. It's the 3:10. It's a filly stakes on the all weather. It's over 1 mile and at 1 yard. 12 runners in the field to choose from, Andrew. What do you like in this one?
I'm particularly keen on Gold Sands here for the James Tate Yard. And this one's got the low draw and the prominent running style that are often favoured at Lingfield on the all weather. And there was placed in listed company in Germany last time out, and he'd sort of head my shortlist, and the other one was Battlement. She was very unlucky at Ascot last time. She raced on the far side of the track on a day when the stand side was strongly favoured, finishing third at 12-1 in a 7-furlong listed race. The first two runners that day were drawn in stalls 15 and 10, and she was stuck on the far side from stall 2. But unfortunately, the draw gods haven't been particularly kind to her again today. She's stuck out pretty wide in stall 11, so that's going to be a difficult draw to overcome. So I think of the two, Battlement and Gold Sands, I'd have to let the draw decide for me and go with Gold Sands. She's 0-8 on turf, despite running well in that listed race in Germany last time. But she's only had 3 runs on this surface previously. Third on debut at 14-1 at Kempton, and then winning her maiden at Kempton, and then scoring at Wolverhampton on the Tapeter. So a good record on the all-weather and open to a further improvement.
So Gold Sands, the one that appeals to Andrew in the 3:10, the listed race at Lingfield. Let's move on to the 3:45 at Lingfield. It's a Class 2 handicap over 7 furlongs and 1 yard. A big field in this one, 14 runners to choose from. What would be the best bet?
There's a couple that interest me here. One of them is Race Day for Saeed bin Saror. The trainer's got a great record in handicaps at Lingfield. Had you bet them all blind, you'd have had from 58 bets, a 34% strike rate, and a level stakes profit of £9.88 to a £1 stake. The trainer's got previous in this race, and stall two is a nice draw, and the booking of Josephine Gordon catches the eye as well. It's good value for her £3 claim, and she's ridden a few winners for this yard recently.
Good stuff. Let's move on to the 4:20. Andrew, another listed race on the card at Lingfield. It's a listed filly stakes over 1 mile, 5 furlongs, with 12 runners in the field to choose from. In terms of this one, Andrew, what particularly catches the eye?
Well, we can narrow the field down here using some stats looking at the 10-year trends. In the last 10 years, 7 of the winners were 3-year-olds, and most of them had experience of the all-weather as well. 7 of the 10 winners, including some shock winners at 33-1, 16-1 and 14-1, all had winning form on the all-weather. And indeed, 7 of the last 8 winners of this race had won on the all-weather previously. Now, looking at the 5 3-year-olds in the race, only one of them has winning all-weather form, and that's number 8, Eyeshine, for the John Gosden Yard. This one won a Kempton Maiden last time out by 8 lengths, no less, in second-time cheek pieces. Was odds on that day, but is open to further improvement, and she bears a striking resemblance to the yard's Tempest Fugit, who won this in 2012 at odds of 16-1. That one arrived here having only won a Kempton Maiden. So, the John Gosden-trained Eyeshine fits the stats for this race and could be a spot of value.
So Eyeshine will be the selection for Andrew in the 4:20 Listed Filly Stakes at Lingfield. Let's move over to the card at Sedgefield. We're going to be looking at the 4:10. It's a Class 2 handicap chase over 3 miles, 5 furlongs and 48 yards. 9 runners in the field to choose from at Sedgefield. Andrew, what do you like in this one?
Well, I'm very keen on last year's winner, Royal Knight, for Dr. Richard Newland. Actually won this race the year before as well, so he's bidding for a hat-trick of Durham Nationals. And the interesting thing about this one is that he tends to improve massively for his first run of the season. He had a pipe opener at Hexham earlier this month. That was over hurdles. He was sent off as a 3-1 favourite that day, but could only finish 5th, beaten by around 15 lengths. But if you go back to 2015, he had a run over hurdles at Fontwell in early October, beaten by 57 lengths that day, and came out and won this very race next time at odds of 10-1. The previous year, 2014, he's raced over hurdles on his comeback at Chepstow, finishing 4th, and then a few weeks later won this race by 17 lengths, when 11-4 favourite. And again, we go back another year to 2013, 9th place at Exeter on his debut, a winner at Kelso over 4 miles, over fences, second time out at 6-1. So for the last 3 years, he's had a pipe opener over hurdles and won over fences on his second start. And I'm saying he can make it 4 out of 4 in those conditions.
Good. So, for Andrew, can you just recap your selections for the 4 races that we've looked at for Thursday's action, please?
Yeah, the 3:10 at Lingfield, which is a tricky 1 mile listed race, an all weather championship qualifier. I'm going with the well drawn Gold Sands in preference to Battlement. In the 3:45, the 7 furlong handicap, I'm going with Saeed bin Saror's Race Day from a good draw in stall 2, with Richard Hannan's Oh This Is Us, The Danger, from stall 3. The 4:20 at Lingfield, a mile 5 listed race. 3-year-olds who'd already won on the all-weather had got a great record in this, and one that fits the bill nicely is Eyeshine for John Gosden. And finally, we're off to Sedgefield for the Durham National. And Royal Knight, the top weight, is bidding for a hat-trick in this race, and I think he can pull it off.
Well, as always, Andrew, thank you for your thoughts on the best of Thursday's action. And remember to tune in to Racing Radio on Thursday from 1:30 p.m. for live racing commentary, results and tips. Andrew, as always, thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.